AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. The Labor Department report shows the unemployment rate edged down to 5.8%. Gains came in leisure and hospitality, as well as education, healthcare, and social assistance. AP correspondent Sagar Magane reports many businesses have been scrambling to fill positions as the economy reopens much faster than many expected.
There's been a disconnect between employers looking to add workers immediately and the unemployed. Many are either looking for better jobs than they had before the pandemic or are still dealing with pandemic issues like childcare and continuing worries about getting the virus. Job postings have hit their highest level on record, dating back to 2000.
President Biden is expected to speak with Senator Shelley Moore Capito again today, the lead Republican negotiator on infrastructure. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden has been examining his campaign and administration's tax overhauls, looking for a potential compromise.
He looked to see what could be a path forward with his Republican colleagues on this specific negotiation.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are weighing in, calling for a public works boost that would dedicate about $547 billion to roads, public transit, and rail programs. The House Judiciary Committee is set to question former White House counsel Don McGahn today. Questions are limited to information attributed to him in publicly available portions of Robert Mueller's report. In other news, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports traffic deaths were up last year.
Despite a 13% drop in the number of miles traveled in 2020 due to pandemic closures, crash deaths increased by 7% to 38,680. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says speeding went up dramatically, and more people drove while impaired and without seat belts, apparently emboldened by less congested roads.
This is AP News. Work on an upcoming film has been halted. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
Shooting on the latest Mission Impossible film has been shut down after someone tested positive for the coronavirus. Paramount Pictures made the announcement saying the positive result came up during testing on the British set, but provided few details beyond that. The studio representative says production of the movie will remain idle until June 14th. This is the seventh installment in the movie franchise that stars Tom Cruise in the title role. It is due in theaters next year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And a reunion. Colin Diston lost her wallet at the Majestic Ventura Theater in Ventura, California, back in 1975. She tells KEY-TV it mostly contained personal mementos.
Pictures of my mom, which was really sweet because she passed away a couple years ago.
No one at the theater could find it back then, but it turned up during a renovation.
It's hard to explain the feeling that I had because it's kind of an emotional one.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.